Welcome back to the Food Nation Radio Network. Do you know where your food comes from? Over the next few minutes, you're going to learn some things about the food you take home to your family. We call this segment, Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Hey everybody, we're back. You're listening to Food Nation Radio Network. Have you ever seen a pink pineapple? There's a new pineapple called the Del Monte Rosé pineapple.
Right, because it has the accentuation mark after the E, so it's rosé.
Yes, exactly. I have to hold out my pinky when I say that. The rosé pineapple.
The rosé pineapple. It sounds really nice.
Pretty. I feel pretty.
Okay, well, I can't believe you did that on the show. Let me ask you a question. How is it that a pineapple that is usually this really nice yellow orange, how is it now rosé?
They're saying it's because they want it to have more lycopene in it. However, the method in which they do this, it was very interesting reading the actual letter that they wrote to the USDA.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's what they do.
Okay, now they being the company Del Monte. This is not a Monsanto product. This is Del Monte.
Right, exactly. What they do is they write this letter to the USDA. They don't show any test results. They just say, hey, we got this pineapple.
We did it.
Here's what we put in it. Can we put it on the market? And the way they wrote it and said all the positive things about it. And that this pineapple, by the way, is not going to be grown in the United States. They're importing it. So I think this sets a new precedent for food that is genetically modified being imported into the country of produce.
And?
It says all these nice, lovely things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that we promise we won't grow it. And then it has a list of all the genes that they stuck into it, which is a lot, not just one or two. A bunch of different genes they put in there to genetically modify it. And down at the very, very bottom of the very last page, it says the Latin name for tobacco. That's one of the genes they put in there.
They put tobacco gene inside
this pineapple.
The pineapple.
Now, if you look on the internet, when people say, if you see a tobacco plant, don't eat it, it's toxic for humans to consume.
Sure. I mean, the farmers have to take special protections when they're dealing with that plant.
Right. But this gene for tobacco is going to be inside this pineapple, you know, that kids are going to eat, people are going to eat. And what if people are allergic to it? There's no warnings. There's no nothing. The USDA said, sounds great.
Go for it. The only thing that they said was that it could not be, what was it?
Grown.
Grown. And they had a special exemption for the state of Hawaii in there as well.
Yeah. It could not be
to protect the state of Hawaii because Hawaii is one of the big growers of
pineapples. I don't think it could be imported into Hawaii.
That's correct.
And it can't be grown in the United States.
That's correct.